A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Well, Simply Red for you there. Gen Z's out with its new word of the year.
They get their own word.
Chopplegänger.
Oh, this one's hilarious.
Chopplegänger.
Yeah, so I've said a phrase over the years, the great value... whatever, right? So say you look like Mel Gibson, but not as good looking as Mel Gibson. You're the great value Mel Gibson, right?
Okay.
So Gen Z, for whatever reason, decided they needed their own word for that. So rather than doppelganger, you're the chopped, past tense of chop, chopped version of that person.
Got
chopped it. Meaning uglier, less good looking.
You look like, similar, but you're uglier.
Right.
You're not quite... fill in the blank.
So you're the chopplegänger.
Like if somebody looked like Bill Murray. Or...
I was not going to bring that up.
That was going to be my next example.
I hate you. With a passion uncontested.
But uglier.
Uglier than Bill Murray?
No, I've never thought you particularly look like him at all. Like a tiny, like, tiny bit 30 years ago. Don't need to show me the photos. I've seen them side by side.
I do... have to be honest with you, I have a floor mat in my house with Bill Murray's face on it, and the way that that floor mat designed Bill Murray's face, I think it looks exactly like Scott Parks.
Let's go back to that. Why do you have a floor mat with Bill Murray's face on it?
It has an inspirational quote in Bill Murray's face.
What's the inspirational quote?
I don't remember.
Wow,
it's a floor mat
that
in
must
your
be
house.
Really inspirational.
It leads into the garage. It was the first floor mat that Mary Beth ever had in front of her apartment, and now it has been downgraded to how we wipe our feet off before
in the garage.
Entering the kitchen from the garage.
Do you think of me when you do it?
I do. I look at it and I'm like, that actually kind of looks like Scott.
Bill Murray in stripes looks just like me.
It's slightly 20 years ago, yes, or 30 years ago.
You're his chopplegänger.
I have started to think about maybe taking my shoes off when we come in through the back door.
Okay, here we go.
I know it's been years and I make fun of you, but we are there for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's muddy out. I don't like mud in the new house. That's primary. Number one, we don't have carpet
anywhere.
That's
the reason you wanted people to take their shoes off
in
your house?
Number two, we don't always pick up all of the waste when Birdie goes outside. And there was one day that I ended up with that on the bottom of my shoe. And I was like, that's disgusting. I'm going to throw up. If I had tracked that into the house, I would be physically sick.
No. Here's the deal. Here's why no one except my mother, she is the only one. She came over on Saturday and I couldn't help but notice that she had her shoes on. I'm not going to tell 80-year-old Maggie to take her shoes off in my home. She's my mother. She is the only human being I will allow to walk into my home with their shoes on. And here's why. Now, I know you don't go to the gas station much anymore. You don't need gas. You have an electric car. But I'm sure you go to the grocery store or you've probably been to a gas station. Maybe you get a soda or something.
Love the coffee at the QT.
What is on the parking lot at your neighborhood QT?
Sludge.
Drippings.
Yeah, drippings. Just whatever. Everything.
Fecal matter.
Okay, listen to this. Studies show, I cannot believe I'm going to almost start to agree with you here. Studies show 93% of shoes have fecal bacteria, including E. coli, within a month of your buying a brand new pair.
Mm-hmm. So does your phone.
The phones are terrible.
Door handles.
Antibiotic-resistant strains can be found on the soles of shoes. Mm-hmm. Bacteria causing pneumonia, bloodstream infections, and meningitis have been identified. Mm-hmm. Also, heavy metals like lead and pesticide residue from outdoor environments. So your golf shoes, I'm going to be honest, lots of pesticides on the bottom of the golf shoes. A single shoe can host 421,000 units of bacteria.
I mean, the golf courses are like hazmat sites.
That's one shoe. 421,000 units of bacteria.
You know, what I find amazing in the time that we've been together over all these years is how slowly but surely
we all come around.
No, you start coming around. You're now watching Wheel of Fortune at night.
Oh, I love me so.
I couldn't help but notice. I saw a video that you posted of Birdie over the weekend, and I couldn't help but notice that Wheel of Fortune was on in the background.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. Yep.
So, Scott, do you offer slippers to guests?
Hazmat booties, Dan.
Not anymore. Not since, you know, who moved out. She had all the booties because she was in medicine. Mm-hmm. But so, no, you come in and you just take your shoes off. For the only person I offer indoor shoes to is Sarah. She did bring over some indoor shoes a couple of months ago, yeah.
And okay. Just swap
and they just stay inside.
So, yes,
indoor shoes,
they never
just
go outside.
Live inside. No.
So when she comes up, Sarah comes over every Friday for Pancake Friday, right? And she'll work at the kitchen table, and I'll make her pancakes and coffee and everything. And we just hang out and visit for a couple, 3 hours. She does have slippers that she has brought over from her home.
House shoes.
House shoes, yes. That I leave up in her room, even though she never lives there. It's the room, if God forbid she got kicked out of her house or whatever, that would be the room that she would stay in. I keep her house shoes in there, and then every Friday morning before she comes over, I put them by the front door, and when she comes in, she takes off her shoes.
Like Mr. Rogers.
That's exactly right.
Now, I am a shoe taker offer as well, and I understand all of the stats, and I've looked at the studies of when you clean your carpets for shoe wearers and non-shoe wearers. The difference is staggering. However, after you lined out all those bacteria numbers, Scott, I have to ask, how often are you licking your floors?
They're that clean.
But why does it matter is my point. How often are you getting down there and you're like, man, that floor bacteria, that fecal matter off Sam's shoe is really
well, but if
lingering.
You bend down and pick something up, like it does transfer.
Thank you, Dana.
It does transfer. Now, I don't think most people are down there. I'm going to tell you this. We do not have carpet in this house. I have not had carpet in many years.
Well, you have area rugs.
We have a couple of rugs because it is not possible, just going to tell you right now, to have clean carpet. It's not possible. It's not.
Do you make Johnny take off his shoes when he comes home?
No, but since we got the dog.
He works out in the field.
I'm going to start thinking, you know, that maybe we need to both do that.
Just get some house shoes, some house slippers, and change into those.
I love it.
Walk around the house. Mm-hmm. Scott, do you have, like, bathroom slippers as well? Like,
I do.
People come in and then they have to put bathroom slippers on when they go into the bathroom?
No, when you come into my house, you take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to provide you with extra footwear.
But the bathrooms, you know.
I know. Listen to this. This says clean regularly.
You guys are gross.
Machine washing.
Their socks are going to be dirty if they go into your bathroom. And
machine washing can remove 90 to 99% of bacteria. When was the last time you tossed a pair of shoes in the washing machine?
Years.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with never.
Like 2 weeks ago?
You wash your shoes.
Yeah, canvas shoes. Yeah.
You can.
I have a lot of shoes that are just canvas.
All right.
Well, with a sole.
I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm saying I'm thinking about not making fun of you anymore for doing it.
No, I had to get a big, like, waterproof, like kind of like the squishy pads that you would stand on in your kitchen if your feet hurt. I got a big one of those because, yeah, we didn't want our hardwoods getting all snowy, and then it hasn't snowed.
Oh, it will. Don't say that out loud on this program, please.
I can't wait.
Isn't the bottom dropping out? What is it, tomorrow, the next day?
Winter, Sam, where are you?
Sam, do you walk into your house with your shoes on?
I walk in, I stand in the front door on that big old mat that I just described. I take my shoes off, and then I step onto the hardwoods.
We had to do all of this when I was gone for a month in Japan. You get used to it.
Yeah, everywhere there, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
It's insulting if you don't.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
See, and if you were to walk into my home and not take your shoes off, I would consider that an insult.
And in some of the places we were staying, they specifically say, please remove your shoes, and they provide the area. Some places provide slippers.
Like a little. Oh, some places provide slippers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to put. I mean, that's like going to a bowling alley. Here's your shoes. I'm good.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Interesting read in the Topeka Capital Journal today, where they write a pregnant 14-year-old Nebraska girl's 2005 marriage, 14 years old.
Yeah, that's called rape, but go ahead.
To a 22-year-old man in Kansas prompted Sunflower State lawmakers to first establish a minimum marriage age the following year. Prior to that, there was no minimum age.
Yeah, we'll just hand off our 12-year-old with a goat and a dowry and some butter and call it even.
That girl and the man who had gotten her pregnant crossed the state line from Nebraska into Kansas and married with the consent of the girl's mother.
Okay, she should also be jailed.
The man had been having sex with the girl illegally, but they married legally. Kansas lawmakers responded in 2006 by enacting restrictions that are part of KSA, blah, 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 the statute that bans anyone younger than 15 from getting married in the state of Kansas.
Okay, this is not 1900. What?
Well, you would think it was.
What age is it?
You cannot get married until you're 15 in
that
the state of Kansas.
Should also be illegal. 15 also no.
And you, anybody under the age of 18 needs their parents' consent.
Now, I'm all right with that, but 17 is one thing.
She was 13,
still not okay.
She was 13 when she was impregnated.
Oh, my God. That's called rape.
He ended up serving 15 months in prison. But they were married legally.
Is that one of those things where it was, I don't want to call it a loophole, but no one really ever noticed that's what the law said because clearly no one's going to run out and get married to a 14-year-old. Oh, whoops, wait, it happened. Now we react and we have the law. I mean, I would like to think there weren't teenage boys and girls running around getting married.
So there are still several states, based on what I'm looking at here, and the source is PBS, a number of states where there is still no minimum age to get married, including Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, California, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Maine, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and Michigan. And the youngest.
Okay, but I ask you again, is it because we just don't think we need a law because obviously no one's getting married at age 13 or because they're protecting the 13-year-old getting married? I would hope to God it's the former and not the latter.
So states that do have age limits set, Kansas and Utah and Indiana both have it at 15, as does Maryland. The youngest state where you can get married is North Carolina. They have set the minimum age for marriage at 14.
Good God.
You're a freshman in high school.
Under what circumstance is that morally, ethically, legally okay? And under what circumstance is that going to work out for that young child?
It's not.
It's not.
That's disgusting. By the way, I take it back. Some of those states that I just rhymed off have since incorporated. So here are the states that currently do. There are only four now.
Okay.
Where there is no age restriction, California, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Mississippi.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Ugh. Every state is basically 18 without your parents' permission.
Shouldn't the marriage laws align with the consent laws?
What do you mean?
Shouldn't the age align with the age of consent? So if the legal age of consent, if you're over the age of 25, legal age of consent's, what is it, 17? Shouldn't the marriage laws align with the legal age of consent? Wouldn't that make the most sense?
Well, yes. But I,
outside of a Romeo and Juliet.
But I think you have to be careful with that kind of stuff. However, I still think that for whatever reason, and I don't know the answer to this, we still live in this archaic settler world.
Well, yeah, people will say, well, my great grandmother was 15 when they got married, right before he went off to the war and lied at age 16. Right. You know, there was that generation, but that is not today.
I mean, Sarah's 24, and I think she's too young to get married.
Right.
I was 24 when I married Shonda.
For the most part, isn't America delaying not only marriage age, but certainly delaying giving birth, if at all?
Oh, for sure. Well, for sure.
What do you call that, Sam, when we're not maintaining the population?
Not maintaining the population.
No, there's a word for it. There's like a tipping point.
It's the repopulation rate, and currently we are below the repopulation rate.
Isn't it 2.4?
2.1.
2.1.
What do we call that? Doomed is what we call that.
I don't know that we call that doomed. I don't want the stupid people breeding right now.
They're the only ones.
They're breeding. The ones who are. The smart people aren't breeding.
Do yourself a favor, or don't, and go back and watch the movie Idiocracy from 2006.
I never saw it.
It was a really funny, stupid movie when it came out. In 2025, or now 2026, it's not as funny.
Who's in it, Sam? I never saw it.
That's a great question. I'm not great with actors.
Idiocracy.
But it's literally the whole opening scene of the movie is two different families side by side. You've got the educated couple who's going to go out and make all this money and, well, we're going to wait to have kids until, you know, we're more financially stable. And then the other family at the same exact time is already on kid like 7.
It is Luke Wilson, Maya Rudolph, Dax Shepard.
It's very funny.
Terry Crews.
It's not funny.
I've never seen it.
Sam.
I might go back and watch that, Sam.
Again, in 06, it was hilarious. In 2026, you're like, this is way too true. I don't like this anymore.
Amen. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. What parent in what world would give their child consent to get married at the age of 15? And I know we've had these conversations before, and Danny, you're right. People call in, well, you know, back in the big war, my great-grandmother and grandfather got married, and they were married for 50 years. It was a different time. I think we can all agree to that, right? That was a different time. He was heading off into war.
And our life expectancy then was 64, 65?
Yeah, they wanted to make sure that you couldn't collect your Social Security. Greatest Ponzi scheme of all time. 913-586-7798.
And not to condone it, I'm not condoning it. Please don't misconstrue what I'm about to say as condoning it in any way, shape, or form. To expand on a comment that you've made a couple of times, Scott, in this blip of human life that we are looking at, because we often look at the last 100, 200 years, we get married way later. Well, we actually get married. They didn't do it probably 300 years ago. We get married way later than they ever did before. And that was simply on the grounds of survival of the species.
Mm-hmm. Well, my parents, I think my dad was 20. My dad was 23. My mom was 22.
Oh, I think my parents were 20, maybe 21. They had to get a blood test. Oh, yeah. Ask your mom if they had to get a blood test before they got married.
Why would they have to get a blood test?
I don't know. It was like a thing back in the 70s. You had to get a blood test.
My parents were married in the 60s.
Oh, they definitely had a blood test. Text your mom and ask her. I think it was to make sure you weren't cousins.
Huh?
Or diseased.
Is this in Mississippi?
I swear to you.
My parents were from New York.
My parents had to have a blood
they
test.
They were not cousins.
And they got married in 73. I guarantee you she says yes. I just don't know why they had to have one.
Hold on. in what month in 1973?
I don't know. I've never asked them to. I've never looked at the math.
Because you were born in April of 74.
I was not an oops. Not that there's anything wrong with being an oops
baby.
Was
this a shotgun wedding?
No. I'm almost positive no. We'd have to ask my dad. Or my mom.
Will you text your dad and say, what month in 73 did you and mom get married? I'm starting to wonder if...
I'm not a shotgun baby. But I don't know that at age 20 or 21, I was very
text
well planned
dad.
Out.
You know what? I'll text him.
Was I an accident, Dad? I'd love to know that at 4:30 on a Monday. That's a very Monday thing to ask someone.
I'm going
to
ask your dad what month he and Big Juicy...
Did you want me... Just text into the show at 586-7798.
All right, I'm texting my mom.
Or after the fact.
Because you were what'd you say, Sam?
Did they want you before the fact or after the fact?
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Okay. You want to talk about creepy and freaky and should have been so unconstitutional, I cannot stand it. In the 1970s, Kansas and many other states required a blood test in order to get a marriage license, primarily to screen for syphilis, a contagious disease that could cause severe birth defects, and sometimes for genetic conditions as a public health measure to protect future children and control infectious diseases before childbearing.
And what, if you tested positive, they wouldn't let you get married?
In what world did anyone think it was constitutional to say, we need to draw your blood and do a blood screen before we're going to let you get married?
Let's go to Lori in Parkville. Lori, hello. Good afternoon.
And what it tested.
Whoa. Lori, you gotta turn that
radio down. It was part of a broader effort to treat venereal diseases as a quote public health issue.
But back to my question, if you tested positive, would they not issue you a marriage license? Was it a scarlet letter?
I bet they just said we're not gonna issue that. Syphilis, by the way, I didn't know that could be passed from mother to child, causing severe congenital issues.
Let's go to Boo in KCK. Hello, Boo. Hello.
Hello, this is Sue.
Oh, hi, Sue. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I have a call. I was going to tell you that my mom worked for the marriage license, and in my world, Dana, I got married in 1970, and I had to have that blood test. Oh. And, you know, I think it really started from way back in the West and stuff because they had all of the dance hall girls and stuff.
They had the wood
and
girls?
And maybe when the men came home from
oh,
war.
Oh, the working blah, blah, girls.
Blah. So, right, and it's, you know... It was, and in a way, I kind of agree with it, but yeah, I don't think they would give you your license because there was a way to cure it back then, apparently. I think you can, I don't know if it's penicillin, but I think there is a drug for it.
Wow.
I believe it is penicillin. Lori in Parkville, let's try that again. Hello, Lori.
Yes. I just wanted to let you guys know that I met my husband.
You met your husband.
So that we could both get our education. And we've been married for 43 years, almost 44 years.
Lori, you cut out. You met when you were 15 and he was 17. When did you marry?
7 years after that.
We dated for
7 years.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's all right. Yeah.
Are you gonna stand in judgment?
No, you were 20. I didn't know because she cut out. If they got married at 15 and 17, no, they met at 15 and 17 and married 7 years later.
Which is not uncommon. My parents were high school sweethearts.
Of course, not uncommon at all.
Let's go to Christina in Kansas City. Christina, hello.
Yes, the reason they used to do blood work for syphilis for marriage licensing was to assure that the partner knew that they were positive and to get treated. You still get married, but you just had to prove that you were treated adequately.
But doesn't that seem like grotesque invasion of health information and privacy?
No, not at all, because we all tell you why. I used to do disease investigations, individuals that tested positive for syphilis, and it's not like your normal STDs where you're going to know, and the only way you can really know is to get tested, and it can cause long-term complications. So really, it is for the benefit.
I don't disagree there was a benefit to it, but yeah, between you and your doctor, I don't think between public health departments, we would like to know if you have syphilis.
Let's go to Karen on line five. Hello, Karen.
Hi, I was just going to say the same thing. I got married in 1977 in July, and we had to have blood tests, and like said, for the syphilis, but also to make sure that you weren't related, like Dana had said earlier. And I was 18 and he was 20, and he just died 2 years ago. Oh, so we were married right shy of 46 years.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry, Karen, but good for you. What a lengthy, beautiful union.
Oh, yes. And I've learned so much. I never lived alone until he passed. And so it's been a big learning experience for me.
I bet. Huh. Mm-hmm. I find it remarkable that the state would require you to take a blood test in order to get a marriage certificate or license.
Yeah.
And if...
Some of those laws survived into the 80s, Scott. Right? Right?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear back from my mom. I wrote her and I said, did you and Dad have to take a blood test before you got married? And she hasn't responded.
And then what? You go to the courthouse and show them you don't have syphilis to get the license?
And that you're not related? I mean, so what? If you have syphilis, are you condemned to a life of singledom? You can't get married until you get it treated? What, and then what do I do? Provide the state with evidence that I've been... treated?
Yeah, I think it was more about knowledge and active treatment, as one of the previous callers said. It wasn't a end-all, be-all, oh, sorry, you've got the S mark on your marriage certificate application, you're never getting married again. It's just, do you know that's what you're getting yourself into?
It's around public health. Right, I mean, there's a lot of people.
But there are a lot of public health issues, Dan.
There's a lot of people now who have to get tests like the Ashkenazi Jews. To test for Tay-Sachs.
Huh? Like
1 in 25 carry that, and it's passed on. It's a genetic thing. And so you have to get tested. There's no cure.
So then what's the point in knowing if there's no cure?
Make informed family decisions.
Yeah, so maybe we adopt so we don't pass the gene on. But that's a lot, to me, a lot different, Dan, than the government saying, we want to know if you have syphilis because it's a public health issue.
Well, a lot of public health issues have to be dealt with, and we don't have those kind of issues as much as we used to in this country's history.
Well, but if you had syphilis, don't you think you know you got it?
No. Actually, she was saying it's one of the silent ones. Silent but deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. Susie in Kansas City. Susie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good, thank you. Yes, I got married in October 1970. Wish I had never done that, but I did. And we got married, but we did have to go have a blood test. And I believe it was around the corner from the Jackson County Courthouse at a little office down there.
They wanted to make it convenient, Susie.
Yeah, it was.
One of the things I read, Susie, is that when they looked at the data, it was costly, largely ineffective, and they only caught like one or two cases.
A horrible invasion of your privacy.
I agree.
Last word goes to Jan in Kansas City. Jan, hello.
Hi, this is someone who got married in 1980, and we had to have a blood test, and we lived in Missouri. And I know that it went on for at least 3 or 4 more years because I had friends that got married, and I really don't like needles, so there's that. But, it was just something that you did. You had to do it. You weren't going to get married.
I wonder if someone sued Jan and said, the hell you are going to tell me I've got to do that. Because marriage has to be sanctioned by the state, so... You don't get your license if you don't, and I just don't think it's legal to do that.
Well, why wouldn't it have continued into the 80s when HIV/AIDS was
before you get married,
scare.
You don't have AIDS.
The practice is largely obsolete.
Oh, of course. But Dan, you're not a little surprised that went on into the 80s?
No, not surprised at all.
You don't see the government intrusion into my private life?
Well, it's not happening right now, and you're not having to deal with it right now, but
I'm not getting married
decades ago, one can understand the reasoning why they did it decades ago. And now you can understand why they stopped.
Right. I think it was misguided at best because it didn't stop the spread of syphilis. I think it said it was costly and largely ineffective. My guess is someone sued.
Well, the syphilis rates were going down as we moved into the modern era, and they were finding fewer positive cases. And yeah, it wasn't.
But when they did find a positive case, your whole family knew it.
Yeah. You and Tom, you have big plans to get married. Why not?
Oh, he came down with the syphilis.
I got the crank.
Not sure that's what they called it.
913.
I think that's what preceded it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Update on a case out of Tulsa that we first brought you a couple of months ago. Remember the pastor that got busted doing the upskirt photographs at Hobby Lobby?
Mm-hmm.
Happened in Tulsa.
Kendrick Oakley.
They look at his phone. He kept going back to Hobby Lobby. I don't know why I find it so absurd that he chose to commit these crimes at Hobby Lobby.
Are there a lot of people changing clothes at Hobby Lobby?
No, no, Sam. No. There are people looking to bedazzle stuff at Hobby Lobby. Yeah,
typically that's reserved for a fitting room, not...
Right. And also, dare I say, I hate making things about gender because I think everyone, you know, we all have the right to go into Hobby Lobby. Generally, a dude going into Hobby Lobby multiple times in 1 week, I'm just saying...
Wow.
Is
what are you
a
saying?
Little bit of an anomaly. I don't know that I've ever, ever seen a man in Hobby Lobby. I don't go often. When I do go, I've never seen a man there.
I go to Hobby Lobby.
Regularly. You go to Hobby Lobby.
I wouldn't say I go regularly.
11 times in a week.
No. But I go to Hobby Lobby. I tend to frequent the one over here in Mission.
Maybe they had a good deal on...
framing.
Kendrick Oakley, a Claremore man and former pastor accused of attempting to touch a woman and then secretly recording at least 11 times under skirts at a Tulsa Hobby Lobby, has pleaded guilty. He got 2 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation, and is required to register as a sex offender.
Sam, have you never been to a Hobby Lobby?
No, I have. I was just laughing with Scott in his headset because I was trying to come up with something they sell at Hobby Lobby and I was coming up short.
Exactly, Sam!
So I go to Hobby Lobby often to get things framed from time to time. Okay.
Peeping Tom is usually a misdemeanor, but prosecutors wanted Oakley to have to register as a sex offender because in one of the cases, he touched a woman. That was also on his phone. Again, 11 times he recorded under a woman's skirt. Store security saw him following the woman and using his cell phone to record her when she was not looking.
I'm trying to remember the last time I saw somebody under the age of 50 at a Hobby Lobby.
I was going to say, he is also younger than the typical demographic at Hobby Lobby.
Entertain me for just a moment.
65-year-old female.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you knew where I was going.
Well, of course. I mean, I think even Hobby Lobby would tell you. You can still clip coupons to go in there, Scott.
That is correct.
End of discussion. It's Scott Parks and every woman over the age of 65.
Wow.
It's where you get your knitting supplies, although my daughters knit. You know, you can get knickknacks. And
which, by the way, is becoming a youthful trend.
It is totally
Sarah,
a thing.
Sarah has knitted her own blanket.
Crocheting's coming back,
yes.
Too. Yeah.
Very trendy.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I asked my daughters, I go, oh my God, my grandmother, my beloved grandmother is just smiling down from heaven. I said, when did this start? How did you learn? And they looked up and they go, YouTube.
They're trying to find things to do that actually give them some benefit other than 4 seconds of dopamine followed by immediate depression because I don't have any more dopamine.
You're right.
How did you get so old?
He did. They knitted me a scarf. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So Sarah's gotten into it. Maya, not so much, but Sarah, she made this beautiful teal blanket. And, you know, she comes over every Friday and she would bring it over. And during, you know, quick breaks from work, she would sit down and just like, is it knitting or is it crochet? I can't.
Both. You can do both.
When you use the long.
That is knitting.
Yeah.
The long little.
Yeah. Knitting needles.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget macrame. You're right, text line.
What's macrame?
Another version.
That's what
different
you like.
Style.
Didn't you guys growing up, Scott, have the macrame owl on your wall? That was very popular decor back in the 70s.
I think I know what you're talking
about. And
then
about. There was one that was a tree that had the...
all the strings.
Strings hanging down from it. Yes, Sam. I used to lay at the top of the couch and play with those strings from the little... tree of life that was on the wall. Hobby Lobby, by the way, the target age is women aged 40 to 60. Average age is 46.
But why can't men go in there without being creepy?
I'm not saying men can't go in there, but this guy went in 11 times.
You said you've never seen a man in a Hobby Lobby. That's what you said.
I've never seen it. No, No.
You've never seen a straight man in a Hobby Lobby.
That was what I said to you off camera. Their average demographic is what it is.
I'm a straight
it's
man.
40 to 60.
I go into Hobby Lobby.
You do not regularly go in. You use Pedro for framing just like I do.
Yeah, but well, only if it's like something that I'm very important.
Like, yeah, if like it's crappy, you go to Hobby Lobby.
Correct.
There you go.
I didn't know.
How many times does this guy have to frame something? I don't think it was hard for security to be like, our radar is up on this guy.
Dan, are you a Hobby Lobby enthusiast?
I've gone to a craft store in my time once or twice.
Are you a Michaels guy or are you a Hobby Lobby kind of guy?
Or Joanne Fabrics.
I'm more of a shop online kind of guy.
Oh, you're one of them.
I do very much enjoy Michaels, though.
Oh, yeah.
Quick break. Dan Weinbaum's got your news coming your way in 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.